Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We've got Simon and Lee here from Winter Comfort. Winter Comfort for the Homeless, is that the full title?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And you're here to talk about a film project, a short film project, but before you talk about that, do you just want to tell us a little bit about the work of Winter Comfort?
Yeah, definitely. So Winter Comfort for the Homeless, we're a day centre based in Cambridge near Jesus Green, and we open every day, 7 days a week, basically providing a welfare service for people that are rough sleeping or sofa surfing in Cambridge.
And what kind of figures are we talking about?
On average, we're seeing around 50, 55 people, 60 people per day at the moment. And over the last year, we've seen another percentage increase, about 12% over the last year, which doesn't sound that high, but we're talking year on year, 7 years in a row of that sort of increase.
That sounds pretty significant, doesn't it?
To give you an idea of the scale of the issue that we're dealing with. And
well, I mean, it just confirms perhaps what people walking around Cambridge have seen anyway, that there appear to be more rough sleepers.
Yeah, I mean, Cambridge isn't out of trend with the rest of the UK, sadly. You know, the issue of homelessness is on the rise right across the country, which is clearly not something we want to be seeing, but it's there. And Cambridge is one of those cities which has seen that increase, really.
And Lee, you're sitting next to Simon. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
So you're featured in these films. So you were formerly a rough sleeper, were you?
Yeah, so I arrived on June the 13th last year. And, pretty much the council, because I had no local connection, the council weren't able to help me because I didn't fit certain categories. So I ended up using Winter Comfort straight away, and it was the only place I could actually shower, shave, you know, steal their socks regularly every day. It's really nice because, you know, you're very lonely, you know, when you're homeless, you know, so having this one place where you can sit and have cups of tea, chat to staff. Some of the staff are amazing, so, you know, it's a much-needed place.
And so, I don't want to pry too much, but how did you end up in that situation?
So I basically had a bit of a family breakdown. I went getting access to my son at family court. I kind of run out of money to pay for the next stage of family court. I'd lost my businesses through stress, and I didn't really want to go mad in my hometown, so I lived here for many years, so I had lots of friends here. I thought I'd come here and try and rebuild my life again. Sadly, though, I didn't fit any of the categories, and as I said, I spent 265 days on the streets of Cambridge waiting to be housed. And, you know, I met Simon at Winter Comfort, and without that place, you know, I don't really know where I'd be right now.
Presumably the first night that you sleep rough is almost like crossing the Rubicon, isn't it? It's taking a step towards a different life. That's not the life that you imagine for yourself.
You know, like one minute I'm living in a nice place and I've got plenty of money. Next minute you don't sleep on the first night you sleep rough.
Yeah.
You just walk around. That's why my feet were so bad, you know. I spent the whole evening. There's like 24 hours in a day and you don't really take that into consideration when you're living a normal life. You know, you work all day, you have them few hours, you moan that there isn't enough time in the day. Well, for me, there was too much time in the day. And it's horrible, you know, I'm walking around with a big rucksack, you know, wondering what people are thinking about you. I mean, like I say, my first few maybe week and a half, it was quite lonely. I didn't use Winter Comfort straight away. I was actually told by another homeless rough sleeper, you know, go in there, get tea, get coffee, get sorted.
And what's it like actually sleeping on the streets?
When I slept, I slept at the back, it sounds weird, but at the back of Parkside swimming pool. There's a heated vent. I mean, Cambridge Evening News always put that photograph at that one spot. But sleeping there, you know, you get there at 11 o'clock and you just hope no one's going to come and climb over that gate. And, you know, you don't sleep very heavily. It's quite a light sleep, and then you're up at 6, waiting for Winter Comfort to open at 8:30. But if you're lucky, if you get there about 7:30, you might catch one of the staff coming in early and get a cheeky cup of tea.
Well, thank goodness for Winter Comfort. Well, you're featured in one of these films. Shall we hear a clip from it now?
Selling the big issue, I didn't have a clue about it, so I went into the Winter Comfort office. I'd been in there for 13 days. I used it for showering that. And one of the staff said, Lee, you know, if you're an old market trader, why don't you buy some big issues? So they cost £1.25 and I get to sell them for £2.50. And they give you 5 for free. And I sold them 5 and people give us a few pound extra and I had £20. I was like, oh. So I continued doing it. And work is so important. You know, I've been a worker all my life And not being able to, it breeds not laziness, but, you know, like I spent 265 days and if I didn't have the big issue just to spend them hours, then I would have sat and I would have done nothing. And this is why society can't judge some of the homeless people that are here, because if you're already feeling hopeless and you've got all these days and no one's willing to give you a chance to work and change and prove that you can be different.
So that's you from the film. What was it like making a film, talking about it all?
To be honest, it was quite exciting for me because where we shot the video, it was the Round Church where I sell the big issue. So there's at least 3,000 people that walk past me on a regular basis and they're all like waving at me, and we had to do like certain takes again because like people would shout, Lee, what are you doing? So it's quite exciting.
So is the purpose, I mean, there's like lots of purposes behind making a film like this. Is one of them to sort of break down the assumption that a lot of people have, like, I, you know, you wouldn't expect the idea that you're a family man with your house, with your income, suddenly you're on the streets. Like, how the hell did this happen? Is that one of the benefits of films like this? Is that the purpose behind it all?
Yeah, I mean, really, the key message coming out of Winter Comfort, which we're always just, I slip it into every interview and every opportunity I get, speaking to people and what have you, the key message is this, really, that homelessness happens to us all, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen to this section of society that people think, oh, yeah, they're the type that are going to be homeless. It does not work like that. You know, we see people at Winter Comfort every day, all year round. Do you think, what are they doing here? They shouldn't, you know, they don't, even as staff members sometimes we feel that. And so one of the key things, really, and why these films have been so successful is really we've communicated that. We've worked with three people, one female, two males, one male in his 50s, and then Lee, who's in his 30s, and Navola, who's in her late 20s. And so we've picked three people who don't meet that usual stereotype of a homeless person. And that's been deliberate, because actually what we're trying to communicate is this, you know, this hard fact that homelessness can happen to any of us. It doesn't just happen to a certain section of society. And so that's why the films have been so successful, really, I think. You know, and it's so simple, isn't it? All we've done is capture people's basic stories.
Yeah.
And with our three in particular, it's been three people that have overcome homelessness, regained employment, and really have done incredibly well. So we have chosen, you know, three really very positive stories, and that's partly to dispel some of this myth that actually homeless people don't want to work.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of the things that Winter Comfort we fight against constantly, is actually a lot of the people that we support want to be working, you know, and we get requests to go and do, you know, talk about street begging and that sort of stuff. And although some of our service users would street beg, a lot of them would not. You know, it's not something they would even want to get anywhere near.
No.
But if you said, would you want to be working, they would say yes. But there's certain barriers in their way.
Yeah. As Lee was saying earlier, living in Cambridge, I work in Cambridge, I think I've definitely noticed an upping in numbers of people sleeping rough on the streets. And I pass it every morning now, and I think to myself, there's no way that this is somebody's choice. You know, this is not what somebody really wants to be doing. It's the end, like they've just...
Well, the problem I see with people is a lot of people, they've spent so long in that position that they have given up. They haven't had the support. They haven't had, you know, people offer them work. I was so lucky. Selling the big issue was a big thing because it gave me, you know, money. I got to network with people. I even met Rowan Williams. He's, you know, the old archbishop.
That's typical Cambridge, isn't it?
You know, he's a legend. Even when I applied for my big issue job, he actually wrote me the most wonderful reference. It was so amazing. But my point is, some people give up. And it's not their fault, you know. Loneliness, you know, like despair. I mean, the depression is just not being able to envisage a future, isn't it? So, you know, you get a load of people that, you know, have addictions, have issues. Mental health is a huge thing around here. I genuinely don't judge any of them no more, you know. I was so ignorant in my old life, if you like. Ignorance was bliss, but it's not no more, honestly. And I'm going to do so much to try and get businesses involved, because... Take the guy outside Sainsbury's, he sells the big issue, he's a nice guy. He's there every day for 10 hours. Why aren't Sainsbury's saying, look, we know you turn up, you know, you're polite to customers. Why aren't Sainsbury's saying, here you go, fella, we're going to give you a job? And I think society, if we can, you know, get some of these corporations to offer work for some of these people in Winter Comfort, you'll see there'll be less people, you know, and hopefully there'll be less, you know, like people turn into addiction. And we obviously need a lot more mental health care in society, don't we? I mean, schizophrenic, sadly, in Cambridge is, I was really shocked by it. You know, we really need to take a big look at our city, get all the businesses involved, communicate. The purpose of this video was to talk about it. You know, I like to wear a shirt all the time. I like to look clean and smart. People didn't even believe I was homeless. I mean, it was actually a really positive thing. You know, I quite enjoyed it, but it's that stigma. I've managed to convince now so many people to take a second look, and that's what we've got to do in society. And hopefully all the listeners today will go out, go and meet some of these guys. Some of them are really cool, you know. I judged them as well, you know. I was exactly the same as most people. It's a defence mechanism. Mm. But now I've got to know some of them. Some of them are really wonderful characters. Some are artists. Some are musicians. I mean...
What should we do? You know, I walk past homeless people with my daughter and sometimes they're asking for money and I don't know what to do. Mm. You know, I don't know, should I give them the money? I mean, always polite, but what's the response we should be making?
I'll jump in on this one. I mean, the thing... So one of the things we're not in the business of doing is telling people what to do with their money. That's up to individuals. You do with your money what you want. You know, that's not our place. Obviously, I'm going to say, if you want to actually support people moving out of homelessness, then your money is probably better spent with Winter Comfort or any of the other homeless providers in the city.
Street aid is a really positive one.
Any of the different avenues that you can give to, your money is probably better off there. But actually, let's treat homeless people with compassion and as part of our society. So that does mean stopping for a chat. That does mean offering a cup of coffee. You know, just a pure acknowledgement. I've stood next to Big Issue sellers. I was once out with the mayor. I was out with the mayor of Cambridge, Jeremy Benstead, when he was mayor. And I've stood next to him and we were stood next to the Big Issue sellers. And you would not believe some of the comments that people made, you know, offensive, negative comments that were made, even when you stood in front of the mayor about the Big Issue and about Big Issue sellers and about homeless individuals. It was quite shocking. And so actually, you know, yeah, if you feel inclined to give people money, that's your choice. But, you know, also it doesn't cost anything to actually acknowledge somebody's existence.
Doesn't cost anything to say hi, does it?
Exactly.
You know, just go and say hi. Like I say, there's a whole wealth of potential out there. I went to the House of Lords and I met this lady. She's the highest ranking firefighter in the UK. Yeah, female firefighter. And she started on the Big Issue. So at 16, her life sucks, you know. She's got nowhere to go. And it was actually members of the public that were telling her, if you want to be a firefighter, go for it. She's now the big cheese. She's now the highest ranking firefighter.
My God, that's
she's
amazing.
An ambassador for the Big Issue. That's how I met her. But don't that give you... Think of them girls that are in that hostel now, you know, the one that was closing down. That obviously gives them a bit of hope. Mm. Who knows where the future lies.
And what about you, Lee? What are you doing there?
So basically I got offered a job with a Big Issue and I'm going to be the regional distributor of the whole of Cambridge. So all the vendors now are going to be buying from me. And like I said, I'm going to try and get businesses to offer work placements for the future. I'm going to try and get some new vendors in, some younger vendors. Let's try and change the image of the Big Issue. You know, there's a lot of people in the YMCA and some of the other hostels.
And you're not sleeping rough anymore?
No. I got housed there in March. The council kind of gave me two rooms in a shared house, one for my son for when I do see him, and one for myself. And then a month after that, I obviously got this full-time job. So just goes to show, you know, how somebody... They will get a job, you know. Maybe not all, you know, I'm not ignorant. We can't save all these people. But we can give them the first step. I mean, there's lots of safety nets out there. Mm. All we need is to give them a few ladders so they can climb up and help themselves.
That's fantastic. Brilliant news. So
Thank you. These
films, Simon, where can we see them?
Oh, yeah. So they've all been published out on our Facebook page. Lee's has had a ridiculous 45,000 hits.
Oh my gosh, really?
I couldn't believe it, honestly. Every 20 seconds yesterday, someone
really?
Was going...
You're a star, you've gone viral.
So signed photographs are available for a small fee.
For a small fee, yeah, you've got to donate money to Winter Comfort today. You can actually watch the video today, and on the Facebook section, you can actually donate. So if anyone's out there and they've got a few bob, Winter Comfort need it. I've nicked so many socks off them in the last 8 months. They need to replenish their stock.
We do give socks, it's not actually... And the other thing, yeah, so they're all on our Facebook page. We're asking people just to watch them.
Yeah.
You don't do give money if you want to, but that's not what we're here to do. We're here to raise awareness about homelessness within the city. So please watch the films and share them.
So the Facebook page is...
quite simple, Winter Comfort for the Homeless.
Okay, brilliant. So, and it's right there. We'll tweet those out.
They're all on there. And all three of them are really worth watching. Lee's is incredible. Michael, Nivola, equally inspiring. You know, really great stories.
Nivola's is quite heartwarming because, you know, it's from the female aspect. It's another thing you don't think about, you know, what it's like for a young female to be homeless.
Fantastic. Well, we will definitely do that. We'll tweet those out later. And thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to hear your story.
Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.